Do we know if it's officially working?
I think so. Max, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Can you see us?
I can see you. Can you see me?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the corduroy hat.
Oh, thank you. We spent a lot of time laboring over the new hat.
So what inspired it?
What inspired this one? Mike, our guitarist, does a lot of our design work, and we have a great merch dude in Montreal, Aaron, and our manager, Ash. But the amount of sort of different versions of this particular hat that we went through would be embarrassing to even tell you. But the test is, Max, will you wear it? And I was like, yeah, I could go for a good green corduroy hat. You know, there's green on the album cover with the grass. We want to kind of feel summery, so green had a bit of that. This color green.
Does that keep the heat in? That must be hot during the summer.
You know what? I just got this hat. We're going to find out.
Yes. Well, congratulations on the new album coming out later this week. It's been a couple of years for a full-on studio album because you did the covers album, Disco Loadout, after Laundry Pile. But how does it feel to get Between Us out here to the masses in the coming days?
Yeah, no, it's a good point. Yeah, because Laundry Pile was a bit of a surprise album in 23. We were on a roll there. Blink Once was 21. Blink Campfire Course was 20. Blink Once, 21. Blink Twice, 22. Laundry Pile, 23. But here we are at 26. And it was time. It was time for a new album. And we're really excited about it. We played a surprise show last night in Sarnia. And we played a bunch of the new songs. And it felt great. And so, but it's always a little nerve-wracking when you're playing new stuff. Because you're looking to an audience that doesn't know the words yet. They don't know how to move their bodies yet. We don't know how to move our bodies yet. But that's what makes it exciting.
In the songs that you sort of, you know, selected to put out there as singles, let's say Money being one of them, how long have you found over the course of the years that you've been doing it that it takes the audience time to get into that song that you're hoping that they'll get into?
It's a great question. You know, and actually sometimes maybe the better question is, how long does it take us to get into it? Because when you've been playing songs, you know, for 15 years or 10 years, it's like in your DNA and you can kind of turn your brain off. But when you're playing new songs, I remember like My Heart's Always Yours, which is like 10 years old. It took us like 3 years of playing that song before it really felt like something we could do. And now it just feels like second nature. But what is interesting is like there's a new song on the record, which is a right down the middle kind of just singer-songwriter song, Imagine Barcelona. And we played it last night and it immediately felt good. And you just want people's heads to be bopping by the chorus, you know? And I was looking in the crowd and people were guessing the next lyric in the chorus, which I was like, oh, this is good. It's like there's something intuitive about the song. But yeah, we're going to see. We're in this time of discovery. This is what I'll say. It's really easy to go out and just play the songs that people know. But if you only do that, you don't give yourself a chance to establish a relationship with the new song. So right now we're just planting seeds and we're hoping that in a couple of years, those seeds that we plant grow into something nice.
We're on the line via the power of Zoom with Max Markels. The new album Between Us is out April 17th, going towards the weekend. And you even said the album cover, it's got summer vibes. I mean, we're getting spring vibes here in Nova Scotia. Finally, we're getting nice weather. And you and the rest of the crew will be in the Maritimes a handful. Let's start with the Nova Scotia show. Shore Club on the Cove, end of August. Iconic venue, the Shore Club. But you're going to be actually outdoors with part of this. So how did that all come together with what you're doing with this album? You're doing like these stops in multiple venues, but then you're playing an iconic one here in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, we just wanted to just mix it up because we've had some amazing times recently in Halifax playing the arena. And those shows were always insane. And we're just grateful for the support from Nova Scotia. But on this record, we really wanted to just not make it feel like it's just Groundhog's Day, you know, because I think it's easy if you've been a band for as long as we have to be like, you know, you put out the record, then you put the show, the tour on sale, and you try to sell as many tickets as you can in that market. And, you know, you're there for one night. And that just felt a little bit like it was rinsing and repeating. So we just asked ourselves, like, well, how do we want to do it this time? You know, and we've been in Halifax playing indoors. So this time we're going to play outdoors. And The first time I ever played in Halifax was with Matt Mays and El Torpedo, and we've seen them play the Shore Club on the Cove last year, and it looked like this like beautiful outdoor venue. So we have the same booking agent as Matt, and we're like, oh, what if we tried to do that? And the show blew out in a day, and we're so excited about it.
You're also playing in PEI the night before, and this show is significant mostly because my wife is like, I'm going to see the Jonas Brothers, and then I say, well, you're also seeing Arkells too. That's going to be a huge show this summer. There's so many Jonas Brothers fans. First time out in the Maritimes for the Joe Bros. What's it like being a part of that show in Moncton?
It's, you know, it's funny. There's certain things that if you were to ask us, like, you know, 15 years ago, do you know one day you might be playing with the Jonas Brothers in Moncton? I don't know if I believe you. But they brought us on stage in Hamilton a few months ago in December. They do a thing during their show where they bring on a special guest. And so they had us out. And then this offer came across our desk to play in New Brunswick. And we love getting out to New Brunswick. We played at Area 506 in St. John. It was summertime with the Joe Bros. Let's do it. So yeah, we're pumped. And also, you know, it's like they have so many sneaky great songs, and their band is amazing. They have this big live band with horns and this ripping guitarist and this incredible drummer. So they really know what they're doing.
Did you watch the Christmas special?
I did not watch the Christmas special, but I did hang out with the guys a little bit when they were filming it the previous January, because they filmed it in Toronto. And they had a show at Massey Hall to film one of the concert scenes, and I went to that. So I guess I kind of saw it.
Oh, geez, I'll have to go back and see if I can find you in the crowd, maybe.
Yeah, I'm up in the balcony. Yeah.
Curious about your trips to Atlantic Canada. You've, you guys have been out here so many times before. Very, very kind to the Halifax and East Coast audience. What difference, if any, have you noticed over the years between whether it's a West Coast audience, an Ontario audience, a Halifax audience, or Arkells fans, Arkells fans?
Ooh. No, I think there's regional differences for sure. I think, you know, there's a jovial nature of the Maritimers, and there's also an appreciation, because I know a lot of tours don't make it out that far. So that's one of the first things, is that like you really feel the love from the locals who are like, thanks for making the trip. I know it's not right around the corner. But, and I will say that like some of the stereotypes of like Vancouver being a little bit more chill, a little bit early to bed, a little bit, I gotta go for a hike in the morning. I think that's true of people on the West Coast. They would agree with me. I'm not speaking out of turn. And conversely, I think the sort of like, let's go down to the bar and have a pint spirit of Halifax is also true.
Are you the go to bed early, get up and have a hike the next morning kind of guy, or where do you sit on that?
You know, I'm kind of neither, to be honest, because I don't really care about going for a hike in British Columbia, even though it's beautiful. But also, because when we're on tour, my one job is to keep my voice intact, and if I don't get a good night's sleep, I'm ruining the show for everybody else. So I leave it to our drummer and our keyboard player to close down the bar.